This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The state of Colorado is trying to dismiss Mesa County's challenge to state laws that limit information sharing with federal immigration authorities. The county sued in August after a sheriff's deputy was investigated for his handling of a traffic stop involving a college student from Utah. Mesa County claims state laws that limit what information officers can share are unconstitutional. In response, the state argues the county's case relies on hypotheticals and that they don't have standing to sue. You can learn more about avalanche safety in a new online program. CPR's Tony Gorman reports it's offered for free.
The Colorado nonprofit's Avalanche Aware program includes two interactive courses. One covers winter activities like hiking, skiing, and snowboarding. The other focuses on snowmobiling. The Institute's education director, Emma Walker, says the program is designed for anyone heading into the mountains.
We wanted to make sure that folks saw something that was familiar to them, that would engage them and help them kind of understand and apply what they were learning to where they were actually going to be traveling in the landscape.
Colorado reported its first skier-triggered slide of the season that occurred near Treasury Mountain. No injuries were reported. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
In Denver, the annual Film Fest is on, and it runs through November 9th. It includes the debut of a documentary from Colorado's Oscar-winning documentarian Daniel Yungi about the music and mission of the late Carl Bean. It's called I Was Born This Way, which is also the name of Bean's 1977 disco hit, considered the original gay anthem. You can find this story and more news at cpr.org and krcc.org.